That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven. I went back and forth on this one.
Okay.
But if you eat salsa with a spoon, like
salsa.
It's some salsa.
The way she says salsa.
Like it's some kind of soup. That's all I need to know about you. But I don't know what it is that I know about you, but it is weird.
Listen.
And I don't like it.
If it's fresh and delicious.
With a spoon? Oh, my God. I like salsa, but I don't like it with a spoon. Like, it has to have chips or something to go along with it.
I mean, that's just a scooping apparatus, all right? A chip is just a scooping apparatus.
But then if
you're really watching your calories, right, it's tomatoes with a little bit of flavor there. So if you're really watching your calories, maybe you get rid of the corn chips, all right?
It just sounds like sadness.
Pita chips sounds like sadness.
On the couch with a spoon and just
eat your salsa.
Listen, I'm not saying me. She's talking about somebody else she saw. I'm just saying that it's not the craziest thing we've seen.
Yeah, but like literally like a soup.
Yep.
They have a special little container that the salsas come in, right? Yep. And they're just eating it with it's gazpacho, but it's not because it's salsa.
That soup's kind of spicy.
Right.
Habaneros?
It's weird.
I don't know. It's like eating
sour cream right out of the container. Not good.
Yeah, well, that's not good. Right. But I'm sure that there's somebody out there doing it right at this moment.
You know what Hayden does on my 10-year-old? I can't. She eats butter. Like, I can't believe it's not butter. She could eat it by the spoonful. Do you know how many times I've, like, freaked out about that?
Like, walked into the room and caught her, eating butter?
Who puts butter on rice cakes? She puts butter on everything.
On rice cakes, that's like bringing a little bit of sunshine to a rice cake. Smearing a little happiness on there, right.
Like, I see her out of the corner of my eye. She's, like, looking at me, and she's putting the spoon closer to her mouth.
Right. And you're like, no, you have to slap it out of her hand.
Right.
I got one for you here. If you just let your kids do whatever they want in a public restaurant. Listen, I get it, man. I've seen it plenty of times. And I'll just say this. I love kids. I do. But you got to have some rules. Have some discipline. You see people that are on the edge that are about to lose it, and you sympathize with them. But two people who just are not paying attention whatsoever to their three kids and allowing them to scream in public for 45 minutes, climb on things, throw things inside a Dunkin' Donuts.
It's crazy.
Like, seriously.
Some parents, I just don't understand.
I don't get it. Cars out front, like, I don't even think that they came in and bought anything. They were just in there for 45 minutes. I mean, it gave me a headache. I really tried to be, cool about it for a long time. And nobody wants to say anything because it should be common sense, common courtesy. Quiet them down.
More importantly, what are you doing in a Dunkin' Donuts for 45 minutes?
I had a meeting.
Doing
so
taxes?
What's
going on?
Yeah.
No, I had a meeting. Taxes happen in the
Dunkin'
lab.
Dunkin' Donuts?
You know that.
Dunkin' Donuts seems a strange place to have a meeting. Like Starbucks.
It's a coffee shop.
Starbucks is legit. Dunkin' Donuts.
You sound like a Stanford snob. Starbucks over Dunkin'?
No,
what's
I'm just
the
saying.
Difference whatsoever?
Dunkin' Donuts, you sit down and you have a bagel, you get your coffee.
That makes no sense.
I don't even think they have Wi-Fi there.
You don't eat during meetings, Anna. You're talking, so you can't have anything in your mouth.
I don't know. I disagree with that. Disagree.
Wow.
You sound like a real Stanford snob.
You had to eat it on that.
You want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Huh. I don't know. All right, so here's what's going on. Pepe's Pizza in New Haven. If you've ever been there, you know that the line is consistently out the door.
Isn't it part of the thing?
Well, it's just always a line. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Director Ron Howard showed up there this week.
Big deal.
Ooh. Yep.
Big deal, of course. Actor, director, producer. I mean, he's a big deal.
He's a huge deal. He's shooting a movie, actually, right now in New Haven. And also, Ray Allen, NBA superstar, also showed up this past week.
He used to be quite more embraced by the state of Connecticut than he is right now at the moment. It's kind of wrapped up in a couple controversies.
So, here's the question I have.
Expensive ones.
Okay. All right. If Ron Howard walks in and you're the hostess, because remember, I'm a restaurant kid, so I grew up in the restaurant business, so I know what this feels like.
Sure.
And they want a table.
Right.
But they don't want to wait.
Right.
What do you do if you're full and there's a line out the door? Do you cut him in because it's Ron Howard and it's going to get you immediate free press, which FYI did. I'm pulling this off every news site here in Connecticut.
Right, of course.
Or do you make him wait in line with everybody else that's waiting?
I mean, the other thing to consider is I want Ron Howard to be my boy. Like, I want Ron Howard to come in and...
put you in movies?
Acting credits.
Just act like he knows me. Act like he remembers me. Call me, hey, guy, what's up, buddy? That kind of thing every time he comes down for a pizza. Like, I kind of want that. The other thing to consider is it causing a disruption in the line? Like, if people are getting all in his business and stuff like that, he's never going to want to come back. So you kind of got to consider those things, right?
Well, I mean...
I want that press every time he comes through and grabs himself a slice.
It's so interesting. So I'm looking at, like, the comments.
Ray Allen can wait.
Ray Allen.
Given his recent news contributions to the area, Ray Allen can wait at this point.
Right.
So Brian wrote on our Facebook page, Opie Cunningham waits for no pizza.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, right.
I
agree.
Susan writes, no, he gets the celebrity treatment. Which I kind of, and then everybody else basically makes an argument that he has to wait.
Well, they've stood in that line before, you know? So again, it's how long is that line? Is he coming in to sit? Is he just picking up the pizza?
No, he's coming in to sit. He's with, like, staff that he's working on the movie with. He's in for lunch.
You have to seat him first.
How many of them are there, too, though? Is he coming in with a dozen people thinking that he's a big deal? Like, that's a big difference because now you're bumping, like, three tables. If I'm bumping one table, hey, Jimmy, you're here every other weekend. You can wait. Ron Howard's coming in and sitting down. Don't like it? Get out of here.
If I'd eat my pizza on the floor because of Ron Howard took my table, I'd be honored. I'd be fine with it.
Oh, that's a mistake.
I wouldn't even care. But, I mean, what am I going to say? Hey, listen.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, can I sit with him?
Right.
Is that an option?
Awkwardly stand over him while you eat your slice and be like, hey, Ron, how's my seat?
Right.
It's all right. Now you're going to deal with me here.
What are you working on? What projects?
Yeah. Can I be in it? Do you need me?
Do you need a middle-aged aging mom?
Right. You know, I've got a question. What is the scale of celebrity? Like, who, without a doubt, gets the table? Like, we know, like, presidents, ex-presidents get a table when they walk
in. President Barack Obama, he walks in, like, you give him a table, get up.
Right, yes. But it's a safety issue then, too. Like, but what is it, the pecking order? So is it, like, pop star, rock star, athlete, you know, director,
like
movie
Christina
person?
Like Christina Aguilera. Once a huge deal.
Right.
Now, still a big deal.
Questionable, though.
Now, maybe B.
How big?
Does she get a table?
But that's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Like, does she get the same table as everybody else does? Does she get it as quick? So, Christina Aguilera versus, let's say, Tom Brady or Eli Manning.
Well, Tom Brady's definitely waiting. Actually, there's no tables here ever. You can take your stuff and go back to where you
belong. Eli Manning,
man. All right. Well, then he can sit down.
Does he get it before Aguilera? Despite the last 2 years,
Christina Aguilera, she's a diva. Like, I feel like divas get a different kind of respect.
Because she's going to throw a tantrum if you don't let her at a table?
Does she even eat pizza?
I don't know. Like, I would like to know. What is it, in your opinion, the scale? Who is the top, like, type of celebrity that gets a table right away? 1-800-330-9999. I just want to know what anybody thinks on this.
Who is the person that you give that table to?
Right. Is it a rock star? Is it a sports star? Is it a singer? What is it? Who gets that table, no doubt? Besides presidents. We already covered presidents.
1-800-330-9999. There's a battle on our Facebook page right now. So Ron Howard showed up and had lunch at Pepe's Pizza in New Haven. Now, if you've ever been to Pepe's in New Haven, you know that line is always out the door.
Of course.
Always.
It's kind of like a thing.
Right. So the question is Ron Howard, A-list director, huge deal, walks in. Do you kick somebody off their table to give them a table, or you make him wait like everybody else?
I'm thinking to myself, he also produces films. So, you know, Ron Howard, take a look at me. Remember me. I was the nice guy at the pizza shop, and I want to be in your next movie, bro.
That's Christopher wrote on our Facebook page. He waits. I've been going there my whole life, and I wait like everyone else.
So mad and bitter.
So mad.
So bitter about that line.
But here's our question. If it's your restaurant,
right.
Who walks in? What person,
celebrity,
politician, right. A do-gooder, whoever, that you immediately find them a table? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. We're going to get to your calls coming up next. 1-800-330-9999. What celebrity could walk into your restaurant that they would never wait for a table? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The reason why we bring this up is because Ron Howard showed up in New Haven at Pepe's Pizza. And if you've ever been there, you know there's always a line out the door.
Right. It's kind of like one of their things there. The pizza's so good. Everybody must wait to get your reward. Except maybe not Ron Howard.
Right. Would you make him wait? We asked on our Facebook page. A lot of people said, make him wait. But I don't know if that's true.
Mm-hmm. I want to be famous, and I want to make sure there's no security issues out front. Come on, Ron Howard. Call me your boy next time you see me.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What celebrity walks into your restaurant, and you will never have them wait for a table?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Super nice guy. Great skin.
Right. Handsome man.
Oh,
very large.
Yes.
Commanding, but lovable at the same time. Oh,
And he might take
Right. But, I mean, if you don't give him a table, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It's a good, that's a good point.
He's so big, though. He kind of gets two tables.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
And then, Raven, celebrity that walks into your restaurant and immediately gets a table.
It has to be Tom Brady. The man's won 6 Super Bowls, greatest quarterback of all time.
Right, well, if you're a cheater, you win those things, you know.
Watch your mouth. Anna already said that Tom Brady, unfortunately, has to wait in the parking lot. But Eli gets a seat, believe it or not, despite his record the last 2 years.
Yep.
Now, if Giselle walks in.
That's a different story.
Oh, of course.
And I mean, the kids are there, they're just so cute. Right, I guess they get a seat.
It all beautifies the area. It's like bringing in fresh landscaping. You just upped your curb appeal.
Right, but Tom, he waits in the parking lot.
That's wrong.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What celebrity walks into your restaurant and they immediately get a table?
Okay, I think people like Denzel Washington, Vin Diesel, Will Smith are like top tier celebrities
for me. I'll give you the Denzel. Denzel gets a table no matter what because I'm just afraid if I upset Denzel, he's either going to lecture me or slap me upside the head. He's King Kong.
One or the other.
Yeah, no. Vin Diesel, though. Vin Diesel, maybe wait.
I was having dinner in LA and I sat down at a table next to Jamie Foxx.
Right.
And it's a different aura around them. You know what I mean?
I bet he smelled so good.
Well, yeah, it was him and 7 women.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. And that seems regular, right? Like his driver, his bodyguard, the whole band, the whole entourage, they're all women. There's not a man allowed to get in the circle, but it's not him keeping the men away. It's the women keeping the other people away from him.
That's weird. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What celebrity do you immediately give a table to?
Right, top of the list.
Hi, Anna and Raven. I didn't call to tell you that, but I did call because I remember eating in Texas, and there's pictures along on the walls of all the famous people that ate there. So they might have wanted a Ron Howard picture.
But do you, if you've already got the Ron Howard picture, do you give him a table the next time? Or you're like, no, Ron, we got
you.
We're
good.
Yeah, we're waiting next time.
That's like when we have to interview the same artist twice.
Right.
Like, we already just talked to them. We have nothing else to talk to them
about.
What
do I want to ask them about their tour? Forget it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What celebrity do you immediately give a table to?
Oh, God. You know, I don't think I'd give a table to any celebrity based on who they are. About how they would act.
Let me just give you an example. Bruno Mars walks in and immediately kisses your derriere, and you give him a table immediately, right?
That's questionable. But it's Bruno Mars.
Right, it's Bruno Mars. If Bruno Mars is being, like, kind, I feel like you need to give him a table.
He's very complimentary. Absolutely. Bruno Mars walks in and immediately starts to tell you you're handsome.
Right.
You know, you've got a good physique.
Oh, no, I'll probably give him a kick.
Right there. He is a handsome man, but he's also not quite as tall as you think.
Right, well, that has nothing to do with the fact that you give him a table or
not.
He
walks up and you think, like, he's Bruno Mars' kid.
No. Bruno Mars walks in. You recognize him because he's wearing a ton of gold chains and a pair of Adidas shorts.
He's like the model Bruno Mars. Like he's like a scale race car.
1-800-330-9999. If a celebrity walked into your restaurant, who would be the one that you let cut the line and get a seat? Ron Howard is filming a movie in New Haven. So he goes out to lunch. True story.
Because regular people and famous people both have to eat.
They have to eat lunch. Right.
Right.
They go to Pepe's in New Haven, Star 99.9 at Tana and Raven. And I'm looking at all the pictures that are all over the social media sites everywhere today.
Mm-hmm.
And all I keep thinking is, that line at Pepe's is constantly out the door. Constantly.
So long.
So when Ron Howard shows up, does he have to wait in that line? Or do you just kind of get him in really quick and kick somebody out of their seat?
It
right?
really is a moral conundrum. As a business owner, as a regular person, and as the starstruck, just, you know, regular person working the door, right?
Exactly. So we were wondering, 1-800-330-9999, if you had a restaurant and you were the host and this celebrity walked in, you would never, ever make them wait. Who is it?
I own a diner in Stanford and Michelle Obama walked in.
Stop it. Stop it. Please tell me that you gave her the best seat in the house and made everybody else leave.
Well, she came in with like 15 people, like her like security. So, she got a table, and there was security at the door, so some people chose not to come in. If you refused to get searched, you weren't allowed in. But, yeah, she took up most of the restaurant. Like, people were, like, lingering in the back eating their food.
Now, to me, if I got the chance to meet Michelle Obama, it would mean a lot to me. But were you more annoyed as a restaurant owner that it
You're
was
like,
causing
I gotta
chaos?
I got to clear 4 tables, right?
No, we were totally excited. Right. And, we were, you know, there were snipers on the buildings, and it was just a lot of excitement for us.
So we really enjoyed it.
Right. When I think excitement, I do think selfies and snipers. Right? Yeah. That's my excitement. And Ann Raven, what celebrity shows up at your door and is never waiting in line? You give him a table right away.
All day, Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro.
Joe Pesci. Wow.
I mean, that's kind of a respect thing, right?
I mean, it's a respect thing from a long time ago.
From the classic
mobster,
right?
Okay. What do you think he's going to do? Walk in and shoot up the place? Like, if you don't give him a table?
They've made the classics. I mean, they come in, you sit them down right away.
I think if somebody is legendary, that kind of pushes them up the ladder, don't you think?
Sure, but I mean, legendary is a sliding scale for everybody.
So Joe Pesci is not legendary?
Not at this moment. Not for me. Not anymore.
And on Raven, what celebrity gets into your restaurant?
Well, tables to Mariah Carey just because I would want to see her flip out.
Right.
And Taylor Swift gets a table.
Agreed. 100% on both those things. I want to see her have a meltdown.
No, I want to see drunk Taylor, though. All
dancing?
Right? That's what I want to see. I want to see drunk Taylor, the hair and the face. Then she gets a table.
Yeah, but Mariah Carey with all her, I'm a princess, I'm a drama queen, so let's see it.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What celebrity will always get a table at your restaurant, no matter how long the wait is?
I think Billie Eilish. I really love her music, so... Yeah.
17? She could wait outside. Are you kidding me? I'm going to make her carry in the groceries, and then after she's going to wash the dishes. She's 17 years old.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
That's it. She's got a long life of payback before. All right? Forget it. I'm not letting her right in.
I'm not going to lie, though.
It is a good song.
I wouldn't give her a table either. I'd make her wait a few minutes.
You wouldn't even believe it was her.
I'd be like, that's not you.
You're right.
Let me see your Instagram. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What celebrity will never wait in line at your restaurant?
Gandhi.
Good
one. That's fair.
I mean, he's deceased. If somebody walks in with a sarcophagus, we should let him right in anyways. Right.
If anybody that has passed away shows up at your restaurant,
right.
You should certainly give them a table. Right. It probably means the end of the world is coming.
I would do that. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
There's something very strange about this story.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Here, it was in the news that a Easton resident was riding his bike early morning ride.
Good for him. Healthy habit. Good job.
Runs into a black bear.
What?
Legit. Crashes into a bear. Yep.
Those mountain bikers, man, they're coming down the slopes really, really, really quick. All right? You got to look for bear crossing.
I mean, it says he was on Valley Forge Road in Troutenburg Lane. I don't think that's a mountain. I think it was just like on a side street somewhere. Like he just ran into a bear.
Do you picture him on like a 10 speed with the aerodynamic shorts and all that stuff? Or is he more like a basket with the ringer bell on it?
I'm not really. I'm not sure.
With the first one over the second one.
Right. Yeah. All right. All right.
Crash into a bear.
Well, you're flying. You're moving at a high speed. You don't see that they're crossing.
Your head's
down.
According to the article, as he began to make the S curve in the roadway by a bridge, he struck a black bear with the front of his bike. Now, the gentleman was thrown off his bike while the bear escaped into the woods.
I hope that bear's got insurance.
Bear's like, ow!
Right. He's like,
what's where you going?
Right.
Yep.
A little sore.
Yep. The EMS came. He was transported to Norwalk Hospital. Everything seems he's fine. And according to the police, the bear also left a parting gift on the front fork of the bike.
Is that hair or did he put
black hairs embedded into the frame?
Okay.
The black
hair. So it's a real thing.
So now,
it actually happened, but that's not the most interesting part of the story, as you were mentioning to me before.
No. So, of course, this is what we do. Our job here is when stories like this happen locally, well, we want this guy to come on the air and tell a story. Tell us what happened.
We investigate. Go in there. We go a level deeper. We want to find out what's going on.
So they have a guy, and they say identified as Jim, and then there's a last name, right? So usually we can track down these people between social media.
Oh, yeah. Anna's a pretty good bloodhound. She gets into the tax records.
I go into tax records.
Real estate. She's nuts.
She's pretty good at it.
She'll dive right in there and get it done.
So I start doing some research when producer Christian says this guy doesn't exist because I don't believe him.
Right.
And I pull his tax records, and this guy doesn't exist.
Yeah. No, he totally does not exist. That name is a made-up name. The funny thing is, too, is, like, think about how hard it is if you were going to make up a name on the spot to give a reporter to pick a name that doesn't actually exist for anybody.
What's the odds of that? It's got to be a name that's close to his, but it's just a little bit off.
You think so?
I don't know.
When you go to give a fake number and somebody tries to pick you up, and you're like, no, I'm not giving this person the number or whatever it may be, and you just change, like, the last two digits because you don't realize until you get to the last two digits, oh, wait, I almost gave my real phone number.
If I hit a bear, I don't know why I would give a fake name, but I was thinking about it. I was like, I immediately, if somebody asked me for my name and I wanted to give a fake name, the first thing that would come out of my mouth would be Britney Spears, which doesn't make any sense. sense.
Right.
Because they would be like, you're not Britney Spears. I'd be like, no, that's my name. I'm Britney Spears.
Right, no, just I'm totally a different Britney Spears.
It's
right.
a different, I get it all
you
the time.
Spell Britney one way or the other, that type of thing. But it's still, if you were to Google search that, other Britney Spears would probably come up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's other Britney Spears in America.
Right, this guy chose a name that there's nobody in existence with that name.
No.
What's the name again?
It's Jim, and I don't want to say it on the air.
Why? It's a fake name.
Jim Toronto.
I mean, they published it in a paper. Why would you not say it? Jim Toronto, you don't exist.
You're fake. You gave a fake name because you hit a bear. We don't know why you gave a fake name. We don't know why you're hiding.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right. It's not your fault
Jim
that the bear
definitely
hit you.
Connected to some sort of case that is, is out there in the world, that we don't know about. We're not aware of it.
I immediately start thinking, what is Jim Toronto hiding?
Right.
What is he doing? Maybe his wife didn't know that he goes for these early morning bear hunts.
I think right now there is a large black SUV with a bunch of guys in suits and little earpieces in their ears. And they're like, oh, that's it. We got to go again.
Right.
Jim, we got to go now. We got
to
go now.
They're on to us. They're on to us.
He's connected to something else.
We
got to
go to Nirvana.
Right.
If you're Jim Toronto from Easton, can you give us a call? 1-800-330-9999. Or if you know Jim, call us.
I'm not going to believe that.
No, it's fake. He's a fake person. Totally fake.
Free to live your best life. No one to sit with on a roller coaster. Happy or sad, it's time for Single Amber with Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
Raven and I have been married forever and we're out of the game. Mm-hmm. But Single Amber works here and she's a millennial in the dating world and she's filling us in on everything that we're missing.
It's exciting to be single again, Anna Zapp, without being single again.
Right.
Without having to pay for dinners, without having to deal with nonsense online. It's exciting just to get all the gossip.
Right. We were talking about that dating app that you're on, Hinge, and there was the guy that we call New Zealand guy that you were going back and forth.
Mr. New Zealand.
Mr. New Zealand.
Thank you very much.
Did anything ever come from that?
Not yet. I kind of feel like I'm going to get ghosted a little bit.
What?
Interesting.
I mean,
yeah.
He puts in his post that he saved somebody in New Zealand, and all of a sudden he thinks he's too good for Amber. What are we talking about here?
Right. And Amber, I mean, you're beautiful and young. And, all I think about is, why would a guy ghost you? But you always hear stories about this, on these dating apps. Or you go and you meet them and then you never hear from them again. Why do you think that happens so often?
It's crazy. It's a new thing. Everyone is getting ghosted. I've never personally ghosted someone because that's just, not me. But my two roommates have gotten ghosted these past 2 months from two different guys. They just literally disappear.
Yeah, I think what it is we have time to build our profiles. They're so good. I mean, this is the attitude I would take, Amber, is this dude built his profile up so big, stole some photos from some real manly types that did big things in the world, Anna, and then he didn't really rescue somebody or whatever, and he knew when he had to look Amber in the face, she was going to know. He's a fraud. He's a fake.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it's not really him. It's somebody that makes a fake account, and now they have this date set up, and now they just feel like they're
going to get caught.
Yeah, they can't live up to it.
Yeah.
Huh. Did he ask you for anything illicit before? Send me one of your scrunchies so I can sniff it.
No, but usually, I'll add them on Snapchat or another social media just so I know they're not fake. This guy did nothing.
And
so, that's, a red flag for me.
Yeah.
Immediately, who really are you? Are you a 90-year-old man behind a computer?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be.
Yeah, serial killer.
Creepy.
Yeah. Could be that.
A Lifetime movie, Those things happen.
Yeah. Right. So has anything interesting been happening in the dating world?
No, but I was at the bar this past weekend with a bunch of my girlfriends. I had a conversation with a guy next to me and, it was good. He asked if he wanted to buy me a beer and I was like, sure, that's very nice of you. Someone who I haven't seen in a while ended up coming up behind me and I started talking to them, but I was including this guy in the conversation.
Oh boy.
He turns around, takes the beer out of my hand, walks away and gives it to some random girl.
What?
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, that is,
I literally was
it's terrible, but somewhat wonderful, isn't it?
Honestly, I was laughing. I'm like, wow, that was actually kind of funny, but also kind of rude, but whatever.
Yeah, but good, because now you're not going to take it any further with this guy. He's a jerk. It's a $4 beer. It's not he offered to buy you a cocktail.
No, that makes him a jerk. It's kind of funny,
right?
The gauge of how much you were involving him, I guess, makes sense.
Yeah.
And this other guy who comes up behind you, is he acting oh, I know you so well?
Yeah, I tried my best to introduce them and kept them in the conversation, but he just was not having it.
No.
So I'm you know what? I get it.
No, it's you awkward. Don't. That guy is a jerk.
No.
Trust me.
What about this other guy who comes up? I mean, you don't know what he's how he's looking at you. Is this a guy that if two people walked up and saw the two of you, this old friend, having a conversation, you think that maybe you were involved or had been involved, you had a history?
You could say that.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm taking that beer.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm so proud of you. I never met.
Raven, you cannot buy a girl a beer, give her the beer, have her start drinking the beer, and then take the beer back from her and give it to somebody else.
Yeah, and this girl was drinking the beer. I'm like,
I love that. She's gross.
You know, remember in Fast and the Furious, he takes his beer from the bad guy, gives it to the other guy, drinks the beer right in front of him. Worked out all right for Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, I think you dodged a bullet on that
one. Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Coming up next week, we want to talk about dog fishing, which everybody keeps talking about. And we want to know if it's ever happened to you. We'll get to it right here on Star 99.9.
Back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. Oh, back to school.
All right. Forgive me. I was eavesdropping on a group of women's conversation. Mm-hmm. And Star 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven.
I mean, how can you help it when people are talking loud around you, right? They're gossiping.
Yeah, and I was listening to them, and they were talking about who their children got as teachers. Because I guess a public school that shall remain nameless accidentally posted on their website the names of the kids and who the teachers were, like, a little bit too early. They weren't supposed to do it yet.
Yeah, I think timing of this stuff is important, right? Like, different schools, different times, and they do it so they can manage the problems.
Well, here's the thing, is that at my daughter's school, you don't find out until the morning you walk in the door who your teacher is, and I think it's genius.
Yeah,
because
I think it's pretty savvy.
Yeah, because then at that point, it's like mass confusion, and you don't know what to do. Because don't you remember when you were a kid, you got a teacher, and you got who you got.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah. You weren't able to complain or change anything around for the most part. I mean, that was it, right? You got your assignment. And, you know, if you do it on the first day, too, the kids get a chance to go, this isn't so bad when they get in the room. You know what I mean? Maybe they make a different friend or whatever. They don't panic beforehand.
But what I've learned about, which to me is so foreign, because I could never imagine my mother doing this, is that parents complain about the teacher that they're assigned and try to get their kids move to different classes.
Oh, little Jimmy and Timmy are super, super important, and they're very special children, and they need a different type of attention, and that's why I'm in the office to demand to get what I want.
Yeah, and what I've learned from talking to a couple of my teacher friends over the last couple days when this dawned on me that people really do this was that sometimes teachers request different students, too, and kids they don't want in their class.
Like, that kid's terrible.
Right. If you're a teacher and you're thinking about, you know, confronting an 8-year-old or an 11-year-old in your third grade class, it's probably best that they do that. And you probably also could use some therapy.
So I'm listening to these women talk, and they're all comparing who their children got as teachers.
Yeah.
And they were complaining about the different teachers and debating whether they should request for changes. Now, here are four of the reasons I mentally jotted down, and then I got in my car and immediately texted to myself so I would not forget.
Okay.
Okay. One woman was complaining that this teacher doesn't give extra recess like the other two teachers.
Seems not valid.
Extra recess?
Not valid.
It's funny how we all want our kids to be so smart, but then we all push the fact that we want them to play, too.
Oh, it's got to be equal. If somebody gets one thing, the other person's got to get the other thing. Right.
All right. So do you switch teachers because they don't give extra recess?
No, that's like going to, like, you know, just a smarter school. Like, I'm training harder, man. All right? It's probably kindergarten because I'm thinking recess only lasts so long. But either way.
I heard one mom complain that there's too much independent work and this teacher doesn't give any group projects. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. I think group projects are important, but I don't know.
At what grade do you have to teach your kid to function within a corporate, like, conference room? That's sad. It's good to function in a team. It is good to function in a team socially and all that stuff. That's good. But on the other hand, don't be a sellout so early, man. You got your whole life to do it, just like the rest of us.
This one, I bust out laughing, and then I almost thought that they heard me listening.
What's up?
Right. I heard her say.
Giggling when you're eavesdropping is tough.
I was totally good, guys.
If you're not in your own conversation,
this
right.
This lady legit, she looked at the other mom, she goes, I heard that she rolls her eyes at the kids all the time.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh. Yep. Yeah. I hate when my teacher rolls her eyes at me.
It is true that they are human. They have days when they behave badly. There could be bullies for rolling the eyes.
Is your kid really, you know, not great?
Do the things that they say, do the things that they say encourage eye rolling all day long? It's possible. Right?
Terrible.
Yep. Right. And then another mom was complaining that none of the girls' friends were in her class, and she was going to see if she can get them switched to be together. And that's a tough call, man.
Yeah. I mean, you think that if somebody feels comfortable and confident, right, then they're probably going to do better because they feel better about themselves. On the other hand, you're insulating them from the real world.
I don't know.
It will be. You can't always have all your friends with you. You got to make new friends.
I want to know. If you're a teacher, an administrator, and we will disguise your voice, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. What was the silliest reason you ever heard for a parent trying to switch a kid out of a class?
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Craig and Kate joining us together this morning. Kate, let's start with you. What's going on?
My boyfriend, I've been with for a long time, wants me to quit going to my therapy.
What do you mean, quit going to therapy?
He thinks I go way too much. It's putting a burden on our finances, and he wants me to totally cut back on it, which I think is bullcrap.
I don't want you to quit going to therapy. We just need to really sit down and look at what this expense is for us, because it is very expensive to go to therapy. I understand that mental health is very important, but we have to be smart about this because we're dipping into our savings with these sessions.
Are you still getting a great benefit from this, Kate? Like, it's something that you feel you need for maintenance. How often are you going?
Right now, I've been going once a week, yeah. And it is costly. The woman I go to is not covered by our insurance.
Well,
so
nobody is usually, right?
$200 for an hour.
Do you feel like you need it every week? Are you fine to go every other week? Like, I mean, how crucial is it for you?
I haven't reached the point where it's like I go and I'm like, I don't know why I'm here. I mean, every week I have something to discuss and something to talk about. It's done a lot of good for me over the years.
What can you get rid of to pay for your therapy?
Craig thinks that I should get rid of my gym membership.
Okay. Do not go? Are you one of those people that just signs up and you never go? And I'm not judging you because that was me for a long time.
I go 3 times a week. I think that's pretty valid.
Oh, yeah. No, that's legit. Craig, if she needs to go to her therapy, she needs to go all the time. I don't understand what the problem is. Is it putting you in debt for her going?
Yeah. Stop eating, Craig.
Well, yeah. Yeah, right. It's a financial thing. I know she gets a lot out of it, and that's wonderful. But the expense of the therapy is going to cause more stress for us in the long run. It's going to have an adverse effect than what it should be, you know?
Oh, if I you hear what you're saying, Craig. You're completely against supporting your partner when they're in crisis mode. I hear what you're saying.
But here's the thing. He makes a good point. If you can't afford it, like, there has to come a time that something's got to go,
right,
you know?
Right.
So what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may think Craig is not out of line by saying you can cut your weekly therapy sessions to every other week to help financially, you know, put your bank account in a better place. That might be it.
I heard what you said, Craig. Get stronger, weakling. I heard it.
Or she needs to be open to giving up a gym membership or sacrificing somewhere else. I mean, it's not saying he doesn't think that it's important for her. He's saying that something's got to give. But they may see your side too, Kate. At this point in your life, this is what you need. And financially struggling with it or not, it's got to happen. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience have to say?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Definitely. I'm all up for hearing outsiders' opinions.
Yeah, don't worry. They're going to string up that barbarian. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Don't be so sure. Craig was all on board for his girlfriend going to therapy, mm-hmm. and she loves it. Loves it so much that she goes very often. And he says, listen, we can't afford the amount of times that you're going. We need to cut back on that. And she doesn't want to. Now it's become a financial burden.
Yeah, no question. Therapy can definitely be beneficial. And she's been going for quite a long time. Year and a half, I think she said something like that. But bills are bills. Right? I mean, you can't just go into debt over something. So something's got to give somewhere.
Right. She doesn't even want to give up her gym membership. She's like, no, I go to the gym.
I need all of this. We'll have to figure out something else.
Whose side are you on? Yeah, it's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm on Kate's side. If she needs the therapy, she needs to do it. Figure out another way to make a budget cut. Cable, cell phone, there are a lot. I'm sure there's somewhere else they can take off the finance.
Yeah, you want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. What would you do in this situation? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. No one is disputing that therapy is incredibly important to somebody that needs it.
Right. I mean, if you see a benefit in it, then obviously it has merit.
Right. The problem is that Kate goes so often that her boyfriend Craig says you need to cut back on these sessions because they're just expensive and we can't afford it. Here's the problem too, is she's not willing to to sacrifice anything else. She doesn't want to give up her gym membership. Right. She just says, no, we're just going to keep footing this bill because it's what I need right now.
Well, bills are bills, and sooner or later you got to figure out what to do. I have a couple suggestions. How about you get her a volleyball like Wilson and Castaway? That would be all right.
Yep.
Or join Scientology and you just fix it with alien powers like Tom Cruise.
Okay.
That's a nope?
No. Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9 at CNN Raven. Whose side are you on here? 1-800-330-9999.
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. She seems to need this, but I don't understand why they're not submitting this as an out-of-network benefit to their insurance and getting them to pay some of it, at least. And they can also ask the therapist to renegotiate the rates if they've had a good relationship for a long time.
Mm. What if the therapist says no, and now they're fighting, and now you're fighting your therapist?
No, I feel
now
like
you need another therapist.
The therapist want to continue usually, getting paid.
Usually they will negotiate the rates if they've had a good relationship for a long time.
I'll give you $20 an hour and a Pilates session.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am actually on the husband's side. I am a woman. I do go to therapy once a week myself, but I go to a therapist that's covered by insurance. There's plenty of therapists out there that take insurance.
What if you get like a student therapist, right? They've got like a discounted rate if they don't take insurance. Like you go to the truck driving school of therapists.
Right. It's basically like when you go to get your hair cut, but you use one of the junior people and they cost less.
No scissors. Flowbee. They use that.
Perfect. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm kind of on her side, but it depends on the situation. Is this the first thing they're trying to cut in the budget, or is it the very last thing they need to cut in the budget?
People
get dependent on, or they get used to going to therapy when they just really need to vent. If she is just venting, find a friend. Or have him sit with her for 2 hours every week and let her vent.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, that sounds painful. I'll find the money to pay her therapist.
Thank you.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kate, our audience agreed with you. Craig, you're just going to have to suck it up for the time being. This is really important to Kate, and even though it's a financial burden, it's one that you're going to have to endure for a little bit longer, okay?
Okay.
Just glad you weren't in the middle of any of my support groups there, Craig, raining down on my parade.
Kate, how do you feel about this? You knowing that this is a struggle for you guys financially.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I mean, my mental health comes first. You just got to get behind that.
Fair enough. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Kristen, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Kristen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here's how it works. Raven is walking on out of here. He can't hear us when that door closes. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I invite him back in, and I ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Ready.
Number 1, Dunkin' Donuts is rolling out their full pumpkin spice menu next week. The largest pumpkin ever grown was in Illinois. What's the capital of Illinois?
Springfield.
Number 2, the Emmys announced they will not have a host this year. What other award show went hostless this past year?
Oh, that was with Kevin Hart.
Grammy.
The Oscars.
Number 3, Weight Watchers is launching a weight loss program for kids and teens. What popular diet has you test the ketones in your urine?
The ketosis, the keto diet.
Number 4, Angry Birds 2 movie is out now. What color are the pigs in Angry Birds?
Green.
Okay, I got you. I like the backup help. Number 5, 90210 is back, but sadly, no Luke Perry. What television show was he currently on when he passed away unexpectedly in March?
Oh, I'm going to just take a guess. Modern Family.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, Kristen, let me bring Raven back in. Let me wave him in. Come on.
Yo.
Kristen did great. She got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good. I should be paying attention. I was watching the love story of Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams.
I don't think that's right now the time for
right,
that.
Right. That was a mistake.
Unless
probably.
There's a question, but it's not. Number
Let's
1.
Find out.
Dunkin' Donuts is rolling out their full pumpkin spice menu next week. The largest pumpkin ever grown was in Illinois. What's the capital of Illinois?
God, I'm terrible at that.
I know.
Well, it's not Chicago. That's the trap. The trap is Chicago. It's not Chicago. Oh, it's...
Can I have your answer,
It's
please?
The same as somewhere... it's The Simpsons. It's Springfield.
Springfield is correct.
Whoa! Look at me go! I could have easily said Wisconsin, which is a state.
Kristen is still leading you 4-1. Number two, the Emmys announced they will not have a host this year. What other award show went hostless this past year?
It was the Academy Awards, was it not? Or the Oscars?
That's right. Okay, Kristen still leading 4-2. Yeah, they're the same thing. Number three, Weight Watchers is launching a weight loss program for kids and teens. What popular diet has you test the ketones in your urine?
What? What? Never heard of that before in my life. I'm going to guess keto. Keto. Keto? Is it keto? The one that starts with a K and ends with an O. That one.
I will give it to you. It's the ketogenic diet.
Is it really?
Keto. It's keto diet.
The only reason I guess that is because that's like the recent one, right? Like
well,
that's
the what popular people, one.
Right. I mean, yeah. but there's a popular one every year.
People, the keto
diet. Wait a minute. They have to test their urine?
Yeah, because you have to go into ketosis.
I don't know what that means.
Right. Okay. Kristen is still leading you 4-3. Number four, Angry Birds 2 movie out now. What color are the piggies in Angry Birds?
Piggies are green.
Green is correct.
All right.
You're tied at 4. Wow, you're just guessing. Why are you guessing right?
I'm guessing well.
Number five, 90210 is back, but sadly with no Luke Perry. What right. television show was he currently on when he passed away unexpectedly in March?
Riverdale, isn't it?
Riverdale is correct. Right. I'm sorry, Kristen. I don't know how he did it. By just guessing words.
Five out of five.
He beat you 5-4 this morning.
I'm Kristen. I'm from Trumbull, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for trying. Please try again. You did such a great job.
Better luck next time.
All right. Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. We call it the cheat sheet.
Yeah, I got to buy some Lotto today.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
That's right. We know you wake up to a lot of bad news, but we're not down with that here at Star. We always want to hear your good news. So 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Tell us something good.
Hi, it's Marianne. I wanted to tell you about my friend Elizabeth, who is traveling to the World Transplant Game today in Newcastle, England. She got a heart transplant a little over 2 years ago, and right after the transplant, she could hardly make it across the pool and had trouble breathing and speaking, and this week she's going to be the torchbearer in these games in England that celebrate folks who have received transplants.
That's wow. Amazing. What a feat. That is amazing.
That I mean, when we say tell me something good, that is really something good. Thank you so much for sharing.
It also talks about the power of donations. The man who he received was 30 years old, and he helped 11 people clean all the organs he donated, so... check those donor boxes on your license. It really makes a difference.
A family member of a good friend of mine just got a donor, too, out of nowhere, out of a Facebook post that the guy saw, and he became a donor based on a Facebook post solicit. It works. Be a donor. Help somebody out. Fantastic story.
And Ann Raven, tell us something good.
Hi, Raven. I'm great. I'm, like, your biggest fan. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, thank you so much.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys that last year I had a really bad health scare. My doctor actually diagnosed me with rheumatoid arthritis, and I'm only 29, so it was really scary. But I turned my whole life around. I quit smoking cigarettes. I lost a lot of weight, and I've been working 3 jobs, you know, as a single parent. And, you know, God is good all the time. Whenever you work hard and you try for yourself and your family, everything comes into place. And I just want to say that that's the best news that I could give you guys right now, and I'm so happy.
That is some good news.
Yeah, that's good for you. Good for you.
Just killing it. Out there killing it.
Good work.
Thank you so much, Raven. You're awesome. I wish I could find a man like you. I'm waiting. I'm very patient until I find someone just like you.
Oh, I've got plenty of flaws, but you're sweet. Hopefully you'll find somebody. I'm sure you will. You keep doing what's right for you and your family, and that attracts other people of like-minded thinking. So,
thank you so much. God bless you guys. Thank you, Anna.
Have a great day, girl. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Tell us something good.
I'm pregnant.
Yay!
Hey, congratulations.
Thank
told you, I can't tell any of my family yet because it hasn't been 12 weeks and all that nonsense, but I figured it was a good opportunity to tell, you know, the world without knowing who I am.
That sounds fair, because you don't, because that is the you're so excited and you want to shout it from the rooftops and you're not feeling good and you want to tell people why and you can't, and it is a hard time waiting those first 12 weeks.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard. So, super excited. My daughter will have a brother or sister in, you know, roughly 7 or 8 months.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.